I hope you have enjoyed your previous journey into the etheric realm and the meditation exercise we did to familiarize ourselves with our individual etheric sacred spaces. If you have not had the opportunity to complete the first meditation or had time to reflect on the experience, please do so before continuing. It will make this journey more meaningful. Once you have established your connection to the etheric realm, I welcome you to prepare yourself for a new guide in your life. While this meditation is designed to encourage a connection with a dragon guide, not everyone is aligned with their energy at this time and in this place. If you are meant to forge a connection with a dragon, then one will make itself known to you. If, however, you are meant to be partnered with another mystical or magical creature, this meditation will open the path for you to complete the connection. Please be open to the presence of any positive intention guide who joins you in your sacred space. Today, we are going to quiet our minds and return to your innermost peaceful place, that special place that your heart calls to you, your etheric sacred space. As we re-enter this hallowed place, there are some things I want you to think about today. Each time you return, look more closely at the little details that fill your space. As the connection builds between you and the etheric realm, begin manifesting the details you would like to see within your space, not by exerting your will, but by selecting ideas that may enhance the space and make it more welcoming to your guides and your own energy while you visit. If your space is a forest glen, is there a cottage or a castle? Is there a brook or a waterfall? If you are near or in the ocean, what sea life is around you? Is the tide high or low? Are you in dawn or daylight, twilight, or fully within the midnight hours? Once again, do not attach any bias to what you are feeling. Do not judge or discredit anything you feel in this journey. What you find in your space is for you alone and is not governed by any rules or restrictions. Before we begin, I want you to make yourself comfortable, either sitting or lying down, with any extra electronics turned off, and the mental do not disturb sign showing, a real one too, if you need to arrange some quiet time for yourself. Some of you will have the urge to take notes as we go through the process. Please immerse yourself in this meditation and let the thoughts flow and grow as they will. My gift to you today is a hard copy of the script for you to go back to, along with an audio copy of the meditation, so you can return to it at any time. This gift to you is free to be shared, but please remember to leave the credits as written. Let us begin. When you have made yourself comfortable and grounded, close your eyes. I want you to take a deep breath while you mentally count to three. Then release for a count of three. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale deeper and count to four. Exhale to four. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale deeper if you can and count to five. And exhale for five. Return to a normal deep breathing pattern that you can maintain without conscious thought. Keep counting each breath to give your rational brain something to do. As we let go of our conscious mind, remember that we remain anchored to this plane through our breathing. Anytime you feel adrift, return to your breath and center yourself. This exercise should be relaxing and is not intended to cause distress. As you enter a deeper state of relaxation, allow the mist of the etheric realm to swirl gently around you. Continue to breathe deeply and relaxed as the mist begins to thin in front of you. You begin to notice that the mist is gently blowing away, and before you is your sacred place. Breathe deeply and controlled. You are in a safe place. Take a few minutes to look around you. What has changed since your last visit? Is the season the same? Has the landscape been altered by things you have manifested? What details have become more visible? What have you released? As you open yourself up to the changes in your environment, reach out with your energy and allow your aura to seek out any positive energetic beings which have come to join you. Release any fear, any apprehension, any resistance. Reconnect with your breathing to ensure that you are inhaling and exhaling evenly and with purpose. Breathe in your intention to connect with your guide. Exhale and release any emotion or reluctance, tension or fear that you are holding. Always remember that this is your safe and sacred space. You cannot be harmed here. Only those beings who are of positive intent and energy are allowed within this space and to have contact with you. Relax. Breathe. For the next few moments, concentrate on your breathing, keeping it deep and regular. When you are ready, say out loud or in your mind, I welcome you, my etheric guide, to this my sacred space. Please join me and make yourself known. For the next few minutes, we will simply be within our own spaces, making connections as they come to us. Thank you. I hope you have made a positive connection to your guide or guides and feel comfortable within your sacred space. While we are still within this space, thank your guide for being there for you, for reaching out to let you know that you are supported, that there is much more in the universe than we regularly acknowledge. Allow your guide to fade back into the mist of the realm as you begin to return to the physical world. And if you have not yet made a connection, the time is not right for it to happen. Patience is important. Our guides work and move in a different time stream than we do. When you are ready, take a couple of deep breaths. Bring small movements back into your physical body. Wiggle your fingers and toes, then gently open your eyes, content in knowing that you can enter this sacred space any time you wish to take a break from the physical world. Make time at least once a week to return, to meet with your guide, or to connect with them through meditation or within your dreams. It will help to journal what you felt and sensed while you were in your space, to think about as many of the little details of your guide as you can. Take time over the next few days to visit, even for a few minutes each day, and fill in more and more of the information until the relationship with your guide is as comfortable as a well-worn sweater.